everybody that's come in, you know, and been here is playing really well. You know, the young guys have really stepped up and improved, you know, from Hankins and Coon. You know, they haven't, I don't think they've shown a bad play in camp yet. So, you know, our defensive tackle looks, you know, it looks like a pretty solid position, you know, so far in camp.
It looks like a well-stocked position by the numbers, but obviously experience-wise, you're the graveyard, so to speak. So what do you tell some of these young guys about, hey, what you need to do to really become a bona fide NFL defensive back?
Just try to teach them a lot of experience, you know, pass down a lot of things that I know, you know, with a lot of things in practice, you know, with our offense, the style of offense we have, you know, you have to, you know, talk to them, teach them things like, you know, be ready for different type of offenses, because you get used to going against, you know, our guys and what they do, and then you go into a game sometimes and you're not used to that switch and scheme. So you just try to pass down a lot of knowledge and, you know, just help them prepare for what's going to come.
Do you see all of the guys who are in this depth chart or rotation as complementary type players that they can really mix and match you guys in the rotation? And is that an effective way to get the position to do what it needs to do?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's got to be like, you know, like last year, you know, when we were playing, you know, no matter who you paired up, you know, guys worked well together. And, you know, we got to stop the run. You know, that's got to be our number one goal, you know, so we can help get to defense and to what we do best against the pass. But, you know, everybody, you know, is playing well against the run, against different schemes, you know, and even transitioning into the pass. So I think that, you know, we're going to do well with different groups, different matchups, because people are able to play left, right, wherever they need to be.
How concerned are you about developing chemistry inside, not only with your fellow DTs, but also the defensive end mixture? The rotation's a little different now. No Tuck. JPP's back into the lineup. You didn't get a chance to play a lot with him last year. How much is that chemistry have to develop yet?
I don't think it's too much, because, you know, the majority of guys were here last year. So there is some chemistry between us. You know, we did lose Tuck and we lost Linville's, and, right, you know, those are key losses for us. But at the same time, you know, DeMontre's really stepped up, and he was here last year. So, you know, he knows us, we know him. You know, Coon and Hankins, you know, they've stepped up big time, and, you know, it's the same thing. You know, they've been here for a year at least, and, you know, we all know each other, you know, we've been well. So it's just now, you know, adapting with, you know, the newer guys, you know, with Rob Ayers, him, and, you know, Jay Bromley, you know, just bringing them along with us as well. But, you know, that's normal. You're always going to have, you know, a couple new faces in a group. So, but I think the chemistry between us is great.
Final one for me. You got a full pad practice today, first one of the camp. You're a veteran. You know what the practices have been like over the years and how they've changed. How important are the pads practices in getting you prepared for the season?
Huge. You know, not just from getting out there and getting different looks, game looks, just, you know, challenging each other. You know, from a defensive line standpoint, you know, we want to challenge the offensive line, and I'm sure they have the same approach, you know, with challenging us. And, you know, if we give each other, you know, the toughest looks we possibly can, it'll make the games easier.
You've seen Hankins play a little bit. What do you think he can bring to a defense as a, you know, bigger defensive tackle?
You know, he's solid inside. You know, he's hard to move. He's real strong. And, you know, you look at him and you can't tell that, you know, he's a heck of an athlete and real quick. You know, you look at his size and you think that he might just be a, you know, a space eater. But, you know, he can move, man. You know, he's got speed. He's got quickness. So, you know, I think that, you know, he can have a breakout year this year.
What have you seen from that group? You know, you mentioned DeMontre, you mentioned Hankins. How have you seen those guys progress this year now in year two? Have you seen kind of a bigger jump from when they were rookies?
Yeah, and, you know, to be honest, I've been surprised, you know, especially with DeMontre, you know, what he's brought so far here to camp, you know, and just everybody being hungry, everybody wanting to work, everybody wanting to get better and wanting to improve. And, you know, in such young guys, you know, sometimes guys don't really get that mentality to a little later on in their career. But, you know, with all the young guys, even the rookies we brought in this year, you know, everybody's hungry and everybody's wanting to improve and willing to put in the work that it takes.
So you've been surprised with DeMontre. Is it, you talk, that stuff you talked about in terms of the focus and the drive, I mean, his athleticism is obvious.
Oh, yeah. You know, his athleticism, you know, it's hard to compare it, you know, but from where he was last year, you know, technique-wise and, you know, some of the things he was doing, you know, to how he's, you know, came back in his training camp, you know, it's been amazing. You know, how he's setting the edge in the run game, you know, transitioning the pass, you know, working on some of the techniques that he didn't have last year. You know, he's really working hard and he's really improving.
So you're seeing him in the run game as well, because, you know, when he came in, he was considered more that one-trick pony, and he was really good pass rusher, kind of developed against the run. Have you seen that he's taken that step up a little bit in the run game, defending the run?
Yeah, he's taking a major step, you know, in that, you know, a lot more physical, holding his ground. You know, like I said, is, you know, you look at him now, he's a completely different player than you saw last year.
Would you play Patterson in Philly? Those were the years he was struggling with his medical issue.
He had to. I was there with him the 2 years. He did play some, you know, then, but yeah, I was there with him the 2 years.
He was going through. Player he is. I mean, Pat Flaherty was saying the other day, he's like Gumby. He's got so much bandage to him. As a defensive tackle, what does that mean?
I've seen him recover from positions that you wouldn't think would be possible. You know, I've seen him, you know, lose a step, you know, and go down to almost a knee and a hand, and then be able to fight back out of it and make a play. And, you know, he's a great athlete. You know, he had the unfortunate, you know, medical thing a couple of years, but, you know, it doesn't take away from the type of player he is and the type of player, you know, he was before that. So, you know, he's fighting hard, you know, as hard as he can, you know, to continue to prove himself. You know, he's still, I think he's a highly underrated player.
What have you thought of the GPS thing? You think that's worthwhile, or are you a little skeptical?
I think it's got a lot of, you know, a lot of benefits to it. You know, they can keep track of a lot of things that they usually can't, you know, when we're out there practicing. You know, it's different. You know, we mess with, we're going to give them a hard time for anything, but, you know, you go out there, you know, we're strapped up with so many different devices and things nowadays that, you know, we feel like test subjects.
Is it every practice you have it on?
Pretty much, yeah. Pretty much.
They said they're doing it to avoid soft tissue injuries. Do you, like, as a player, like, do you ever think, like, what causes a soft tissue injury? Does that ever, like, cross your mind?
Yeah, it does. You know, you come out and, you know, especially running, you know, when you get sore, you know, you always think, you know, hydration, different things that they teach you, but, you know, some days you can be hydrated, some days not, you know, and it's all different. You never really know.
Colin, Ayers just said that he thinks that this team has the potential to be the best defensive line he's ever been around. Do you get a sense of that after 1 week, that this has a potential to be a really good defensive line?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, the biggest thing that makes us believe that is the effort from everybody, the desire, you know, everybody's hungry to get better, to do better. You know, we don't feel like last year, you know, we showed what we were about. And, you know, one thing with the New York Giants is, you know, over time, you've always known the Giants for the defensive line. You know, everybody looks at their front and, you know, they were fearsome. And, you know, we want to keep that, you know, we want to have that. So, you know, it's our responsibility to not let that image fade.
Colin, last year as a group at tackle, you guys were able to turn what had been a weakness the year before, inside stopping the run, to last year's group really made it a strength. Do you sense that same kind of cohesion this year and being able to continue where you pick up where you left off last year?
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things last year, we had a good depth, you know, good rotation that allowed us to keep guys fresh. You know, everybody played at a high level. And, you know, this year we've got a deep bunch again. And, you know, everybody's showing the ability to be able to play the run at a high level. And, you know, that's what we've got to do. We've just got to make sure we keep that depth. You know, guys, we have to all stay healthy and, you know, keep that rotation. We'll be all right.
We were asking Marcus that, you know, Marcus and Hank chin together, and you and Mike P have been together. You know, you and Mike have obviously been teammates. You played together before. It kind of makes for interesting, you know, camp rotation that way. The tandem's kind of coming together a little bit.
Yeah, you know, we've been messing with them too. You know, they're the younger guys. You know, between Marcus and Hank, we told them we gotta get a nickname for them as a group together. Now, so.
Come up with any good ones yet?
No, not yet. But we're working on it.
All
How does this new offense help you guys to work on stopping the run? It's a little bit more dynamic than what you're used to.
Well, it gives us different looks, you know, and it allows us to practice, you know, against, some of the things that you wouldn't normally be able to get, you know, from some of the teams, Washington, things like that, and you can be more prepared for it. It's with anything. You've got to know mentally the adjustments you have to make between, you know, one scheme and the next. So, you know, sometimes when you go against a team that might be a power team, you got to know, you know, that you're going to have to adjust your steps, adjust your stance. And then a team, you know, that goes flat, does its own scheme, you know, you've got to adjust back. So, you know, the offense, they run a lot and they throw a lot at you, so it helps us prepare for it.
You mentioned Kuda Hankins. How do you judge the young veteran's progress from last year to this year?
You just turn on the tape. You know, they've really, you know, especially Kuhn, you know, I think, well, Hankins has too. Hankins didn't get much of a chance last year, but, you know, Kuhn coming off his injury last year, he didn't get a chance to, you know, to show much. And, you know, I think he's worked his butt off, you know, from last year to the offseason, you know, to get back out there and to show what he has. And, you know, both of them, from point of attack standpoint, you know, they're holding the line of scrimmage and moving the line of scrimmage backwards every snap.
As a veteran, how do you approach the first day of full pattern practice? I mean, is it still, I can't wait to hit somebody, or is it, I need to come out of this okay, you know, make sure nothing happens?
It's something everything. You know, you want to practice hard. You know that you need the full pattern practices to get better. Work on things that you haven't got a chance to work on yet. But at the same time, you know you need to practice smart. You know you have to take care of yourself, take care of your teammates. And, you know, so when you're out there, you know, you don't think about, you know, oh, I need to stay healthy. But, you know, you go hard, but at the same time, you're being smart. You don't want to be diving at people, lunging at people. And then if you see people, you know, going to fall or things like that, you have to make smart decisions.